This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it's 9 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning from FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield. And now with part one of the Morning Ag Show, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Starting off with your futures from the Chicago Board of Trade, May corn was down 3.5 to 351 and a quarter. July corn was down 3.25 to 360 and a quarter. And September corn was down 2.75 to 368 and a quarter. May beans were down 15 cents to 862. July beans were down 15 and a quarter to 875 and a half. August beans were down 14.75 to 881 and a half. Chicago wheat for May was up 3 cents to 438 and 3 quarters. July wheat was up 3.25 to 445. September wheat was up 3 to 451 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal was down $1.50 to $301 a ton. July bean meal was down $1.50 as well to $304.50. And August bean meal was down $1.50 as well to $305.60. Finally, soybean oil for May was down 64 cents to $28.06. July bean oil was down 63 cents to $28.37. And August bean oil was down 64 cents to $28.51. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Tuesday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Tuesday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Tuesday afternoon as worries over lower South America soybean and meal prices may impact America soybean and meal exports. In northern western Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 309 to 343. Soybean bids are down 15 cents at 770 to 816. In central Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at 323 to 341. Soybean bids are down 12 to 15 cents at 802 to 8 and a quarter. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 cents lower at 323 to 354. Soybean bids are down 13 to 14 cents at 807 to 838. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 15 cents lower at 827 to 842. Basis was steady at 3500 to 20 under the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 283 to 291 a ton, down $1.50 a ton, with basis unchanged at 1800 to 10 under the May. Illinois corn processor case corn bids were 4 cents lower at 336 to 356, with basis steady at 1500 to 5 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted to producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 347 to 352, with basis up 1 to 2 at 400 to 1 over the May. Soybeans ended down 8 to 13 cents at 830 to 834, with basis up 2 to 7 at 3200 to 28 under the May. New crop wheat prices were 3 cents higher at 415 to 435, with basis steady at 3000 to 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal areas placed their producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 370 to 371. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 11 to 15 cents. Quotations at 852 to 853. Soft wheat closed up 3 cents at 471 to 476. And Milo ended the day down 4 cents at 368 to 369. Contract bids for producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 323 to 350, soybeans at 811 to 842. And in the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 337 to 351, soybeans at 831 to 853. In the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 315 to 355, soybeans at 823 to 854, and June, July wheat at 416 to 450. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, April live cattle lost 17 cents to 128.32. June live cattle were down 45 cents to 121.12. And August live cattle were down 57 cents to 118.20. May feeder cattle were down $1.17 to 149.62. August feeders were up 7 cents to 159.70, and September feeders were up 7 cents as well to 160.85. Finally, lean hogs for May were down $1.20 to 87.82. June hogs were down $1.40 to $92.37, and July lean hogs were down 77 cents to $97.20. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture once more this morning for Tuesday's Cash Livestock Reports.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 19 cents lower, in a range of $73 to $83, with a weighted average carcass price of $80.02. In the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow price was steady, with good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 44 to 50, 4 to 5 weight at 47 to 53, 5 to 6 weight at 50 to 57, and over 600 pounds, $54 to $60. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices of barrels and gilts country pine points were steady, with good demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $51 to $60. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled $16,400. In the direct cattle trade, the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers traded on a dress basis at $208. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 384 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $88.92, which is $1.06 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout, pork values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses are $234.11, which is 37 cents lower, while select carcasses were $221.26, which is $1.38 lower. The estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 122,000. Compared to 121,000 last week and 120,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated 475,000 compared to 474,000 last week and 466,000 one year ago. A recap of today's Fairview sale barn auction had receipts of 248. Compared to last week, slaughter steers under 1,300 pounds sold 4.25 higher. Slaughter steers over 1,300 pounds sold $1.25 higher, slaughter heifers sold $1 higher, slaughter cows sold 3 to 5 higher, and slaughter bulls were steady. Slaughter steers choice at 128 to 135.50, slaughter heifers choice at 128 to 134. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 98 to 109, breakers average dressing at 54 to 64, boners average dressing at 52 to 62.50, and leans 42.50 to 52. 50, and slaughter bulls were from $76.50 to $106. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys at the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Part two of the Morning Ag Show brought to you this morning by the CNB Bank and Trust with 19 locations to serve you, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by CHS, farmer-owned with global connections. And once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. Farm groups and agriculture lenders are urging lawmakers to pass disaster aid. More than 135 farm groups and banks last week penned an urgent letter to President Trump and Congress to put aside political differences and supply urgently needed relief. The organizations, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, highlighted the unprecedented destruction in the letter from 2018 and 2019. Farmers and ranchers are especially anxious for relief because of the disasters that have come on top of an ongoing downturn in the farm economy. In response, many banks have tightened credit, placing some growers in jeopardy of not receiving critical funds needed to plant this year's crops without some form of federal relief. Estimated agricultural losses in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina alone total nearly $5.5 billion. Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri currently estimate losses more than $3 billion. Farther, the groups say droughts have devastated the Southwest, and wildfires have done the same in the West. Meanwhile, Puerto Rico encountered its own humanitarian crisis from Hurricanes Irma and Maria. For many farmers, the group say, these events have meant near complete losses. Phosphorus is a key essential nutrient and must be available to your plants in order to impact yield. However, research shows that due to nutrient tie-up in less than 20% of the phosphate applied to fields is available to the plant. Steve Carlson, Level Soil and Crop Enhancement Manager from West Central Distribution, says the Phosphorus Project, a groundbreaking research project designed to measure how phosphorus efficiency products can improve nutrient uptake, is helping to solve the problem. Carlson explains the importance of phosphorus for the growth and development of plants.
It really drives a lot of the key processes in a plant's life cycle. ATP synthesis, photosynthesis, and all those things that really drive that life cycle centers around phosphorus, but it doesn't play so nice in the soil. We really have a lot of issues with it getting tied up with other micronutrients that are in the soil or soil conditions like pH or CEC, and it just makes for a tough situation. It can be a very tricky nutrient to deal with.
Carlson says there are ways growers can improve their phosphorus management.
We have pH, organic matter, and CEC that play a factor on phosphates, so the simple answer would be to change those. Unfortunately, I think as many growers and retailers and people in agriculture know, amending things like organic matter or pH or CEC is a tall order. So the easiest way that I've seen to manage this, one of them that's very easy is just putting our phosphates in closer proximity to plant roots. Also, too, probably the easiest way is through product selection and a simple process called chelation, where really what we're able to do is free up the nutrients, where a chelate can overcome a lot of those bonds or things in the soil that would tie up phosphate, help make it more readily available.
Through research trials as a part of the Phosphorus Project, a partnership with Climate Field View using digital technology to determine effectiveness, Carlson says West Central's Level Soil has shown to enhance phosphorus availability throughout the growing season.
We had 32 retailers across 10 states enroll in these trials with different fields, different growers. With those growers, we had over 101 trials across over 7,400 acres where we were really able to see how this performed on a real-world basis. And it was amazing. We were seeing, on average, an increase of about 80% of the P, which was very, very impressive to see that much of a phosphate difference. Also, too, when we were looking at it, it wasn't only the phosphorus, but those other micronutrients really benefited from the Levasol chelate. In particular, zinc, we saw a nice 60% increase on those same soil tests, so very exciting to see on that farm scale position with the Phosphorus Project.
For growers, he explains how they can start incorporating this technology into their production practices.
We look at the grower on a season-to-season basis, and they're trying to, in my mind, do two things. They want to kill weeds, and they want to build a crop, right, and push yield. I think a great way that we look at this is just implementing technology. If we're able to take things and then learn from things like the Phosphorus Project, it can really begin to solve that problem. We have the tool at our disposal with products like Levasol, with digital ag tools like Climate Field View. We can really leverage the two to help begin tackling this, because I think before we might have known that phosphate availability was an issue, but we per se didn't know how to identify it, track it, or in the final case, correct it. So it's been a really, really great tool to utilize these results as a guide for how to manage that phosphate availability moving forward.
To learn more about the Phosphorus Project and how it can maximize your crop yields, talk with your local retailer or visit inthefurrow.com. In other ag news on this Wednesday morning, most people take for granted that farmers today can plant their crops much faster than ever before. While it's true today's equipment can plant a single acre of corn much faster, it still takes about the same amount of time to plant the entire U.S. crop. It's an illusion and pretty simple math, says U of I agricultural economist Scott Irwin.
This is a situation where your eyes can deceive you. So you drive out in the countryside or you have a friend that's a farmer and they have a big planter and they can plant their individual farm in these particular cases clearly much faster than they used to. I don't disagree with that individual anecdotal observation. The problem is that that doesn't necessarily add up to the whole.
Sure, the equipment can get over a single acre much faster, but each piece of equipment is going over much, much more acreage than used to be the case. Consequently, it takes about the same time to plant the entire U.S. corn crop today as it did 40 years ago, says Irwin.
It's a near constant. I mean, there's some variation from year to year, but on average, it looks like it takes a minimum of 14 good field days to get the U.S. Corn Belt planted, basically with everyone able to and willing to run flat out.
In 1980, for instance, Illinois farmers were able to plant about 1 million acres per day. Last year, running flat out, that figure was approximately the same. In state ag news, more than a dozen Illinois ag organizations collaborated to develop the Illinois Monarch Project Agriculture Action Plan, a 20-year plan to conserve and strengthen populations of monarch butterflies and other pollinators. Earth Day served as a fitting opportunity to announce the action plan and recognize agriculture's pollinator dependence. A pollinator habitat groundbreaking ceremony was held on the Illinois State Fairgrounds, one of many habitats that will be developed on the grounds in the near future. Lindsay Ramsey, Assistant Director of Natural and Environmental Resources at the Illinois Farm Bureau, says agriculture will play a key role in helping pollinators to thrive.
We wanted to show what farmers are doing for pollinators, but we also needed to identify some places where we can improve what we're doing and articulate that. Very symbolic. We wanted to show every day is Earth Day on the farm, and farmers in the ag industry have to take care of our natural resources. And so we're unveiling our plan. We are standing in front of some new pollinator habitat here at the fairgrounds. The Department of Ag is going to be putting in some more pollinator plots across the fairground over the next 3 years, so they're kicking that off today as well.
Illinois Director of Agriculture John Sullivan, also a West Central Illinois farmer from Rushville in Schuyler County, says anyone can build their own pollinator habitat at a minimum of time and expense.
You don't have to plant acres of it. If you can do some plots even in your own yard or around a farm, it all adds up in the end. And so, you know, what we're trying to do is increase the monarch butterfly population, which really relies on the milkweed. And, of course, the milkweed is a big part of the plants that are in our plots here today.
Sullivan says agriculture's efforts towards pollinators represents a major shift to previous approaches. Today, farmers are planting milkweeds instead of pulling them.
We've come to learn over the years how important it is to the butterfly, and so now we're trying to be proactive. So we're actually turning the corner, and we're identifying that this is necessary. It's a part of the ecology of nature, and so this is just a way to educate and encourage people that you can do either a little or a lot, but every little bit helps.
Colleen Callahan, director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, says milkweeds can be managed properly to help farmers, where before they were considered a nuisance.
We used to look at milkweeds as just that, a weed, but if they are purposefully planted, then they're not necessarily a weed anymore, but they still have all those features and attributes of their resiliency because weeds survive. And isn't it interesting when we talk about how milkweeds are survivalists in a way, because we used to try to get rid of them. Now we have a survivalist that is helping the monarch butterfly survive. It's a symbiotic relationship.
Don Duval, chairman of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, has firsthand experience of building pollinator habitats to help his farm, as well as other farms in his area in southeastern Illinois.
I have a filter strip, a Conservation Reserve Program filter strip along a ditch bank, and I thought, well, that's a perfect place for milkweed, so works very well there. It's not in the crop production area of the field, so it's a win-win for both of us. No maintenance whatsoever, and they have been very successful. Actually, I participated in a program, I think it was called Living Acres, and BASF provided the milkweeds for me to plant. I planted them along the ditch bank. They are amazingly resilient. They come back every year, and it's been quite effective.
Steve Steerwalt, president of the Association of Illinois Soil and Water Conservation Districts, says he's become more strategic with aiding pollinators on his East Central Illinois farm.
You know, you might have had a few flowering plants out there, but they were seasonal. And so what we've learned along the way is that, you know, you need that next pollinator coming along. You know, if you just have a monoculture of one particular species, you know, they'll bloom, but then they're done. And so the idea now is to try to have a multitude of species that are pollinated, you know, that have either blooming and have pollen available for these pollinators all year long.
Chuck Spencer, GrowMark's Executive Director of Government Relations, says examples of pollinator habitats can be found throughout the cooperative's retail fuels division.
We have examples of fuel stations for automobiles and vehicles. We have member companies, FS member companies, that have installed pollinator plots. They call them refueling stations. So we have the pollinator plot signage out, and people will have the look if they get out and walk around, because a lot of times you do, for keep maintaining alertness in your vehicles and minimize your distracted driving. You can take a look at the pollinator plots around our fueling stations and then get an idea of what it would look like and how you could grow one as well.
The state of Illinois has set a goal of adding 150 million additional milkweed stems, along with the appropriate nectar sources, by the year 2038. More information about the Illinois Monarch Project Agriculture Action Plan can be found at ilagformonarchs.org. And finally, in local events going on in the area, the Litchfield FFA chapter will be holding a plant sale on Saturday, May 4th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the greenhouse at the Litchfield High School. If you need a gift for Mom for Mother's Day, this would be a perfect opportunity to do so, as well as supporting the Litchfield FFA chapter at the same time. For this Wednesday morning, April 24th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.
Thank you, Gabe. And part two of the Morning Ag Show brought to you by CHS, farmer-owned with global connections, by the CNB Bank and Trust, with 19 locations to serve you, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. On the birthday list for today, happy birthday today to Kenny Roberts of Palmyra, to Judy Plasters of Litchfield, to Jane Chesser of Hillsborough, and happy wedding anniversary wishes today to Joyce and George Shelton of Witt. If you want to wish a friend, relative, or loved one a happy birthday or happy anniversary, send us an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com. Boil order reminders, Nillwood residents on Judd Street East, a boil water order until further notice. Those on the Carlinville Cutoff Road, the Spillway Road, and Donaldson Road, a boil order until further notice. Also, Verdon residents at 333 South Reitzman and at 502-525-529-533 and 555 West Loud Street. Those Verdon residents, a boil water order also until further notice.
Okay, I only have 15 seconds to tell you about Tavium Plus Vapor Grip Technology, the new dicamba premix herbicide from Syngenta. It controls tough weeds in soybeans like Palmer amaranth, water hemp, and grass weeds. Actually, we're going to go longer, because Tavium lasts longer. So you get all the power of dicamba plus up to 3 weeks longer residual control than dicamba alone. Whew. Now time's officially up for tough weeds. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions. Tavium Plus Vapor Grip Technology is a restricted use pesticide.
At Sloan Implement, we carry a full line of John Deere equipment that save you a lot of things the competition can't. Like our new, surprisingly affordable E-Series tractors with features like drive-over decks and quick park loaders. That means you save a whole lot of time and you save headaches. And right now, your Sloan deal can save you huge dollars off and special financing on all John Deere compact and utility tractors. Visit Sloan's.com or stop in and let us help with your Sloan deal.
With memory loss, living in the moment takes on new meaning. At Copper Creek Cottage Memory Care, we understand that each moment counts, and we strive to make each day full of enjoyment and encouragement. Our cottage front apartments offer home-like appeal with secure entry. Your loved one will feel at home because they are at home. This is Dawn, administrator of Copper Creek Cottages in Litchfield, inviting you to give me a call or stop by for a tour and let Copper Creek Cottages be the light in your journey.
Stereo party, let's tell everybody we got lost. I think me and you should do our own thing, our own way. It's my place, my way. Take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. You can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Take it from me. Take it from me. If you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me.
That's Jordan Davis on WSMI FM 106, and coming up shortly, we'll have a check of color radar weather and the news.
Getting down to business takes teamwork. At Consolidated Communications, we're always on the job, making sure you have the tools you need to get to work anytime and anywhere you need to. That's why our local staff works 24/7 to deliver powerful, secure, always-on internet, voice, cloud, managed IT, and security services like Next Generation Firewall. Consolidated has the right solution at the right price to keep you running smoothly. So let's get down to business today. Connect with us at consolidated.com.
Hey, it's Kenny here from Roger Jennings. This year's been busy already, and I'm ready for a spring break. But I can't slow down now with all these nicer, newer cars in stock. So it's
cars gone crazy
at RogerJenningsInc.com. I've got hundreds of cars that are priced right and ready to roll. That means you could drive a nicer, newer car for no money down.
No money down? That's crazy.
Yep, it's cars gone crazy at RogerJenningsInc.com. So dump your old ride and get a nicer, newer car today for no money down. Are past credit problems driving you crazy? Not a problem. Our goal is 100% approvals. At Roger Jennings, we make the process of buying a nicer, newer car easy and fun. We help people make good decisions about their next vehicle and find the solution they need. We believe everyone deserves to drive a nicer, newer car, and nobody should have to drive the car they hate. So join in the fun and take advantage of
cars gone crazy
at RogerJenningsInc.com or stop in today. But come quick. This deal won't last long. I'm Kenny with Roger Jennings in Hillsboro, and I'm your dealer for the people.
Credit and zero down requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer ends April
30th, 2019. Stereo 106, WSMI.
Hear him knocking at my door. Don't think I can stand no more, begging me to let him in, up to his old tricks again. Off and on, same old song, he won't hang around too long. Fills me up, does me wrong, I look down, he's up and gone, long, long. Mm-hmm. fine, plays a part. He can't hide his selfish heart. He don't think that I can see that that old act ain't fooling me. Off and on, same old song. He won't hang around too long. Fills me up, does me wrong. I look down, he's up and gone. Wong, wong. Candlelight, feather bed. I'm afraid to turn my head.